Let's continue living reverence of God. Yesterday we studied in Exodus, God revealed himself. The whole book is an interaction between man and God. How man responds to God's divine nature will determine how God treats the human being. So for 1,000 years, that for those who really show reverence to God, God always blessed them abundantly. For so many years, when men start to rebel against God, show no respect to him, men always end up in suffering. So we have to learn the wisdom. So in the book of Job, it talks about fear God is a wisdom and understanding. Respect God is a wisdom and understanding. Now, we go to Exodus point 2. God's response to men. You know, as a human being, right? In the generation of Moses and our generation, the human nature almost the same. Then we have to learn the same human nature. How did God respond to the generation of Moses? God will respond to our generation if we did the same thing like Moses' generation. Number A. In Moses' generation, the people tempted God. Exodus chapter 17, verse 2. Start from verse 1. Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness to Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Verse 2, therefore the people contended with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. So Moses said to them, why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord? They have no water to drink, and they start to argue with Moses and asking for the water to drink. And how come the Bible say the Moses say, why do you tempt the Lord? It should be the nature, human nature. When we are hungry, we looking for water to drink. Why does that mean tempted the Lord? If we read Psalm 78. Psalm chapter 78, verse 18. And they tested God in their heart, asking for the food for their fancy. And verse 19. Yes, they spoke against God, and they say, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Actually, God can do everything. In the wilderness, they have witnessed so many miracles, including God opened the Red Sea for them to cross, including God gave them manna to eat every day. Every day they witnessed the miracle. They were able to survive because of miracle. But when they encounter the difficulty of having no water to drink, the only thing they need to do is to rely on God, and God will surely to take care of them. But instead of relying on God with the faith, and they start to complain and argue and say, can God give us food to eat? And this kind of attitude, actually, the Bible mentioned is testing God. No. And God was not pleased with that. So what does that mean to us today? Yes, in our daily life, God will take care of our needs. But when we have difficulty to live our life, the only thing we have to do is to adjust our lifestyle. Seek His kingdom and righteousness first, then all your daily life will be given to you. Also, in our daily life, we should never question about, can God help me to resolve my difficulty of livelihood? That will be no issue. God can do everything in His timing, in His way. If we try to behave like a children of God, really can please God, we have no worry about our life. So if instead, when we encounter the difficulty in our life, instead of self-examination, whether I put God first, I seek His kingdom and righteousness first, and then we start to question whether God can do this, whether God can do that, whether God is merciful God. And this kind of attitude was the attitude of Israelite, and consider a tempted God that showed no reverence, no respect to God, because God can do everything. When they say, when they start to tempt the God, it seems God was not good. So that displeased God. Now we look into the point B, rejected God. Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12, this is, was an incident that Moses' sister despised Moses and say something against Moses. Verse 1. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verse 2. So they said, had the Lord indeed spoke only through Moses, and he had not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. So when the sister of Moses try to say something against Moses, right? And then God defend for Moses. So verse 4, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam all came before God. And what happened? You're going to see Aaron and Miriam come out in verse 5. And then verse 9, God was angry with them. Verse 10, Miriam has leprosy. So that was a way God showed his displeasure to Miriam. Because Moses was used by God and Miriam tried to slander against Moses. This is in chapter 12. When you reach to chapter 16, another incident, right? There was a group of people who tried to contend the leadership of the Israelites. Actually, Moses did not want to become a leader. You know from the Exodus chapter 3, God wanted to use him. He declined for several times until God almost get angry. But for the people, you look into 16, Korah, a group of people, right? Korah and the son of Izhar, they gathered together to against Moses. And this is show disrespect to God. And later on, the whole group of people was swollen up. The earth, all right, opened a crack, and everything fall into it, and they were all swallowed by the earth. So what does that really mean? In the church, when we want to ordain the minister, when we want to choose the board member, of course the church has set some kind of a spiritual criteria. Most often is criteria is Acts chapter 6 verse 3, right? When we choose including RE teacher, what or the standard we use? Acts chapter 6 verse 3. Good reputation. And what next? Acts chapter 6 verse 3. Good reputation, filled with Holy Spirit, and full of wisdom. So set up the criteria and choose the worker to work for God in the church. In the whole process, if we pray for God's guidance, and we also do it without any personal manipulation, right? That we know the result will be the will of God. So it was so obvious that Moses was chosen by God. However, when the Israelites reject Moses, he even say something against Moses, that means they reject God. They show no reverence to God. So they claim that, how come you exalt yourself above anybody? So they disobey. So today, what does that mean? When we are serving in our local church, you know, local church, a local church board, right? And unless you can prove the local church board decision is against God's will, of course, you can stand up and give your opinion. Otherwise, if we respect God, we have to respect the leadership in the church. One condition, exception, if you can prove the leadership is against God's will. Otherwise, when we obey the leadership in the church, it is the way we show our reverence to God. So the church can run smoothly. No. In our daily life, how can we show our reverence to God? Our reverence to the leadership of church. Then if the church worker has some problem, then God will take care of that. You look into the story of David and Saul, right? Saul tried to chase David around. Actually, David has no fault. Because God was with David, he was able to kill Goliath. And out of jealousy, Saul chased him around. And David dared not to kill Saul. Why? Because Saul was an anointed one. So he dared not to do that. He respect God. He's an anointed worker. Right? He respect God. So when God's timing is up, David was dead. Saul was dead in the battlefield. Also, the worker of God will take care of them. If they are not good, we will take care of them. If we respect the people God use, then we respect God. So this is the second instance that they rejected God. It's just like in the United States, right? The ambassador represents the United States. If anyone, any country mistreat the ambassador, that means they show no respect to the country. So anyone persecute the worker of God, and this one is the one who persecute God himself. So, how should we show our respect to God? We respect God's worker. We don't listen to them only with one condition. If you can prove their leadership is against God's will, or whatever their decision is against God's will. Other than this, we have to listen so the church can have unity and can all operate smoothly. Now, so this is point B. How can we show our reverence to God? So God's response to their rebellion is open up the earth and swallow them up. The next one, Exodus chapter 32, this is a more obvious one. The Israelites disrespect God, show no reverence to God. Why? Because they worship idol. If you look into the Ten Commandments, the most serious sin is not the Seventh Commandment, commit adultery. The most serious sin is the Second Commandment, worship the idol. So worshiping the idol is more serious than commit adultery. Why? Because worshiping the idol is a direct challenge to God's existence. It's a direct challenge to God's authority and God's glory. So that was the most serious sin, worshiping idol. So Israel worshiping the idol under the foot of the Mount of Sinai. On top of the mountain, Moses was there to receive Ten Commandments. The under the mountain, Israel worshiping the idol. That was a irony, very ironically. So God intended to kill them all. Today, even though we don't worship the physical idol, if we really show our reverence to God, our lives should have no idol. No. I believe nobody of you will worship the idol made by wood and metal, right? But in our heart, we should not have any invisible idol. Oh. Yes, if God's will, you can study well, or you can study a very prominent school, right? But that should not substitute God. One day you can earn a lot of money. That's fine. It's a blessing of God. But money should not control you. Oh, you should not be controlled by money. If you control by money, then money becomes your idol. Oh. So a lot of things should not control us. Success. If you keep on pursuing success, right? Day and night, all we think about is how to be successful. And then the success becomes our idol. Because it's more important than God himself. But under God's blessing, you can be successful. Oh, if you always put God first, being successful is not bad. But if being successful means God is second, God is third, then success becomes an idol. Oh. So there are so many different kinds of idols occupy our heart. No wonder our relationship with God cannot be good. Oh. It's not because we worship the visible idol. It's because in our heart we have an invisible idol who take over the position of God. Oh. So to show our reverence to God means take away everything from the top of your heart and put God back into the top position in your heart. Oh. Okay, so God's response to man. So when we pray, right, how can you be filled by the Holy Spirit? We have to make decision from today on. Lord, I want you to my first priority. Yeah, you occupy the highest position in my heart. If we make up that kind of decision, then all of a sudden you find out, oh, Holy Spirit can start to feel upon you, because there was no idol in your heart. Oh, even though we pray very hard, right? Even fasting and prayer, but if something is more important than God, you still cannot be filled by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because idol is there. No. Oh. So show our reverence to God means we worship no idol. We don't allow anything to become idol in our heart, in our life. Number D, complaint. Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14, verse 1 to verse 4. The whole incident, we have no time to read, right? The whole incident that the Israelites already reached to the border of the promised land. Now, God wants them to choose 12 leaders and went into the Canaan to spy on the land. But after the 12 spies came back, how many of them give good news? How many of them gave good news? Let's go. We can overcome. God will lead us. We will be victorious. How many of them? 2. And how about all the other 10? All the other 10. Oh no. Do you know? The people in there look like a giant, right? Then when we go, right? Definitely we'll be defeated. The city wall is so tall. How can we overcome it? We cannot. We go there, we will be dead. Right? 10 people in this way. How come God was angry? God dislike that generation. Very similar to that, like in your family, right? Your parents love you so much, right? And spend a lot of time cooking for you, right? And the food is very delicious on the table. Then you start to complain, this dish is no good, that dish is no good, that dish is no good, this dish is no good. How will your parents feel? Your parents feel very sad, you know? Not only you never appreciate, but also you never show respect. Some of your parents, actually, father and mother, both of them are working. You know, after 8 hours of working, they come back home really very tired. And they still do their best to cook for you. Oh, right? If you know to show appreciate, and we really help them to do the routine work, right? Cleaning up, wash the dishes. They know that you show appreciate, that you appreciate them. They are waiting to cook the next day. They are waiting to cook until you become independent. Oh, this is a very similar situation. God loved the Israelites. Oh, God did not want them to see, become a slave in Egypt. So God loved them. God wanted to bring them out of Egypt. Use so many mighty miracles to deliver them out of the hand of Egypt. Oh, and the journey in the wilderness is only a discipline. Try to build up their faith so they can be strong enough to inherit the promised land. No. However, when they spy that promised land, the result is they complain. Oh. They have no faith about God's mighty power, even God has shown a lot of miracles to them. They only complain. They never appreciate. Of course, they show no reverence to God. So God was not pleased. So what that really means to us today, we should never complain. When we complain, it means what? God is not good. Right? God's guidance is not good. When we complain, means we are wiser than God. So the Bible says, right? Yesterday somebody mentioned three verses easy to marry, to remember. Right? What are the three verses? Hey, brother, what are the three verses easiest to remember? Huh? Hey. Sister, three easiest verse to marry, to remember. You just recited it. Oh, your memory should be. Oh, what's that? Okay. That's only one. What about the last one? The last one. Give thanks to God, right? In all circumstances. All circumstances means what? Means what? Regardless what you like, you don't like. You consider good or bad. The first thing is give thanks to God, right? Oh, all circumstances. So never complain. No. If we complain, that means we show no respect to God. No. Right? Whatever good or bad, you accept it. If it is good, it's the grace of God. If it is bad, maybe God wants to let us learn something so we can grow spiritually. Right? If you drive and have a car accident, thank God, right? Because what? You did not get injured. Well, thank God you still survived, right? So next time you can drive more careful, even though we don't like it. Oh, right. So our reverence to God, according to the numbers, we should never complain. Everything happened to us, there must have a blessing in disguise, right? It seems no good. If you really love good, if you really love God, it will turn out be good to you. Let's turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. All things, why we should not complain? All things, including something you don't like. All things, including something you consider bad. Is we're working for good to those who love God. How can all things turn out to be good to you? The condition is you should love God. So that is the reason we should not complain. All right. If you love God, everything eventually will become good to you. So that is the reason you should not complain. If you complain, you show no reverence to God. And what is a practical example? Yes, surely you can see a lot of practical example, right? You study Joseph for so many classes. Joseph grown up in a family full of problems, right? The father showed favoritism to Joseph. How do you know? A beautiful clothes, right? Today, how do you know your father showed favoritism or not? If you have iPhone, your brother don't have iPhone, then probably. Right? You have iPad, your brother don't have iPad, probably. Right? So you just treat everybody equal, right? And then the brother had jealousy to him. And then God revealed the vision. All the moon, right? Bow down, worship him. Two visions, right? And when he shared the vision with the brother even what? More jealous than to him. So this environment he was unable to control. But one thing he controlled himself is he never did anything bad. So he was sold to Egypt. That's very bad, right? Right? In Potiphar's family, right? The wife tried to entice him. Oh. For a young man, it's very difficult to resist, right? But he tried to do the right thing. That's called loving God. You love God, you do the right thing before God. But he did the right thing, but he was not protected. He was harmed into the jail, right? So in the prison, he never understood how come God did not protect me. I fear God. I don't want to offend God, and God did not protect me. Been put into the prison, but he loved God. In what kind of circumstances? He never complained. He just tried to do the right thing, right? But over one night, he became a prime minister, right? Because God's timing ripe. God bless him. So many examples. Just like Daniel, right? But Daniel don't want to worship that idol. And he was thrown into den of lion. That's not good. But he really loved God. Right? On the way, Daniel being carried to thrown into the lion. If Daniel start to complain, right? Oh God, I worship you. How come? You didn't protect me. When Daniel start to complain properly when he was thrown into the lion, all the lion eat him up. Because you complain, God don't like, just let the lion eat you up. Alright? And when Daniel do everything right in the eyes of God. He was thrown into the den of lions. And God protect Daniel. The angel closed the mouth of the lion. And when he get out of the lion den, even the king feared God. And his position as a prime minister even more consolidated more. Right? Oh. So, no matter what happened, we have to show reverence to God. Do you know everything God must permit it to happen? So it happened. Oh, especially after you baptize, you become the children of God. Anything happened to us, it's because God permitted. So the Bible says, if God don't allow, even your hair, you will not lose one hair. Right? Because God don't allow. So everything happened to us. Oh, show our reverence to God. First, shut out your mouth. Don't complain. The second, loving God. Response with the right way. Right way. In your heart, in your mouth, in your action, respond with the right way. And then, you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. The conclusion will be good. How long did Joseph wait until he saw the good conclusion? He was sold in the age of what? 17. He was a prime minister almost in the age of what? 30. So how many years? 13 years. Right? So he just keeping have the faith to God. Right? Do the right thing. Respond to every circumstance, to every incident with a right way. Then you are going to see good, something good happen. Oh. So, complain. Oh. God's response to complain is what? For the Israelites, since they complain, they don't want to go in. So what happened? They don't want to go into the wilderness. They complain. So what happened? They circle around the wilderness 40 more years until the generation that complained all die. Then the new generation can go in. Oh. Okay. Next one. They show no reverence to God because they provoked God. Psalm chapter 106. Thus they provoke him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Verse 30. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped. Do you know what this incident is talking about? They provoked God to anger, so the plague come in, kill them. And Phinehas did something, so the plague finished. What really happened? Yeah, before that, what happened? What did the Israelite do? Commit adultery. Yes. Oh, on the border of the promised land, they commit adultery. That provoked God to anger. Oh. So, how do we show our reverence to God? If God say cohabitation is no good, then it's no good. Don't do it. Right? If God say fornication is no good, just don't do it. Oral sex is no good, just don't do it. Oh. Pornography no good, don't do it. That means use your reverence to God. Oh. But if we know it's no good, we still do it. We provoke God. What the provoke means? How to interpret provoke? Provoke just like a dog, right? He's there, right? Or a snake, poison snake. You just quietly passing by, right? But you just want to what? Kick around and the dog bites you. You provoke. Or a poison snake, right? Don't be close. Then you provoke the poison snake to bite you. But what, that is a bad example. God is good. It's not dog. It's not poison snake. God is good. A gracious God. A loving God. But God said, don't do it. It's no good for you. You still want to do it. You provoke God's anger. That means we show no respect to God. Right? So this generation, please, don't provoke God. Please, sir.